AircheckDownloads.com.
The hottest kids of summer.
Are we ready for the top 10 now?
Yes!
Thank you, Radio and Records Music Computer, for calculating these hits on the weekly Top 40. And thank you, Laser 101.7 FM in Rochester, Minnesota, cranking out the hits. Marinette's Power 104. Thank you, Houston. More money, more music on 93Q. Here's number 10, and a hit dedicated to every man who's ever been out of his mind in love with a woman. Bad English, just for you. Possession.
I can't find myself.
Bad English, up one there in the top 10 now. They were number 11 last week. Possession. This is Rick Dees counting down the hits at number 9. Wilson Phillips tied for being the highest jumper of the week with John Bon Jovi. The dream is coming true for China, Carney, and Wendy. And Release Me.
How many times have I tried? And baby, you just got to release me.
An 8-spot jump for Wilson Phillips up to number 9. And right into number 8, this is MC Hammer on the weekly Top 40.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen her?
MC Hammer. Have you seen her? Shy Lights did that originally in Chicago back in the early 70s. Up 6 for the Oak Town Boy. MC Hammer has the number 1 album still, I believe, too. Hot on the charts. Your second shot at the weekly Top 40 Challenge coming up. It's your choice this weekend. Do you want the Hi-Fi VCR or do you want the Carousel Compact Disc Player? They're so nice. That's in just a few moments. Plus, find out if you're a grasshopper. I'll give you the whole story. Stay here. Thank you for calling, too, at 1-800-742-5333. And hello, weekly Top 40.
Hi. Question for you.
Sure, Karina. Mm-hmm. You're in New York.
What does Cher always tell her boyfriend after they make love?
You've got me on that one, Karina, in New York. I don't know.
What? Bedtime story.
Bedtime story. Bedtime.
I don't know you're going to give me
the weekly Top 40.
Run for your lives.
The weekly Top 40 with Rick D.
Are you a grasshopper? A grasshopper is the name given to fans of house music who dress in very particular style. We checked with DJ Mixmaster Miriam in New York, right in the middle of Manhattan. Miriam gave us these guidelines for being a grasshopper. Wear your hair in twisted braids covered with a floppy Applejack hat worn sideways. Your pants have to be overalls or jeans, about 3 sizes too big to be a grasshopper. You should wear an oversized, flowery print shirt and carry a bright cotton Guatemalan pouch over your shoulder. And finally, you must always wear a Walkman with the biggest headphones you can carry. Put that together, you are a grasshopper.
Hey, that's great.
Here's number 7, Seduction. And could this be love? They go up 3 this week, Seduction does, up to number 7 on the weekly Top 40 countdown. And why did Sonora and April of Seduction hate Michelet? Well, this is what we found out, because she can eat anything she wants and not gain a single ounce. So, not really hate, I guess that would be envy, wouldn't it? Here's number 6. These guys love hanging out at Ben Frank's coffee shop on the Sunset Strip of Hollywood. They can be found at about 4 in the morning at Ben Frank's if you're ever in Hollywood. Richard Drummey, Peter Cox of Go West, and King of Wishful Thinking.
I don't need
Go West. Up 3, number 6, and trying to close in on number 1. Have they ever had a number 1 song? I don't think that they never have. Good luck, Go West. King of Wishful Thinking at number 6. All right, let me ask you to make a decision right now. If you're the winner of the weekly Top 40 Challenge, you have to decide, do you want the Hi-Fi Stereo Video Cassette Machine? Of course, Magnavox makes a great one. We got that for you. Or Sony's Carousel Compact Disc Player. Both are excellent, and it's your choice. And to win, just simply identify this mystery song. Listen. I took the middle of it. Uh-huh. Who sings? Artist and title on a postcard. Quickly get it to me. Rick Dees in care of the weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. If you are near a fax machine, you can fax your answer to us at area code 213-469-7997. Area code 213-469-7997. What we do is pick a winner at random from all of our correct entries received by Friday. Hurry. Enter as many times as you like. I don't mind. Billy Idol's motorcycle accident has affected his love life? What do you know about that?
He's been whining and scratching himself raw, and nothing helps.
The Inside Scoop next.
The Weekly Top 40.
Music Land, Sam Goody and Rick Dees would like to send you on a summer music getaway.
Be our guest to see either Phil Collins in concert in San Francisco sometime during September 16th through the 19th, or to see Janet Jackson live in Paris, France this October. Both prizes include not only admission to the concert, but round-trip airfare, first-class hotel accommodations, and sightseeing tours of San Francisco and Paris for the winner and a guest. Winners are chosen by random drawing and announced here on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Listen, the weekend of September 1st and 2nd.
To enter, fill out an entry form at All Music Land and Sam Goody stores, or simply write your name, address, and daytime phone on a postcard and mail it to Rick Dees, Weekly Top 40 Summer Music Getaway, Box 5317, New York, New York, 10185. Entry forms and postcards must be received by August 19th. You must be at least 18 to enter. No substitutions of prizes, no purchase necessary, and void or prohibited by law.
Keep it right here on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown, and good luck.
Okay, Rick, this is Billy. Look, I'll come down here to ask you one question.
Yes, Billy.
Who does your hair?
I don't like this guy. Get him. Move over, Billy. Okay, I'll play number five for you, Billy. Since his motorcycle accident, Billy told us his love life has improved 100%. The sympathy factor helps a lot, huh, Billy? Get it. Rock the cradle of love. Billy Idol jumps two more, number five on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. He has been offered the co-starring role in Terminator 2 with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ah, no word on whether he's going to accept, but Billy Idol, Arnold Schwarzenegger, nice combo. Here's number four, the Weekly Top 40, heading toward number one. And for the first time on the countdown, a hit about massage. Listen to the words, rub you the right way, Johnny Gill. Oh, Johnny, I'm here with Don King. Don King, you like that?
Oh, this is fantastic. Yeah. It's hot, baby. Dance.
I'm dancing.
Sweat.
Woo, Rick Dees.
Don King, nice hair, Don. Okay, we got the top three coming up, an all-female top three on the Weekly Top 40 this weekend.
Weekly Top 40 Countdown.
I love every wrinkle.
The Weekly Top 40. We might call the countdown of the top three this weekend the Women of the Weekly Top 40. At number three, get into it with Sweet Sensation. And play this a little bit louder. Make you feel good this weekend. If Wishes Came True.
Weekly Top 40 Hot Track.
The Weekly Top 40 Non-Stop Music Mix.
It's hot, baby. Dance, baby. Sweat.
Yeah, Donnie. Sweet Sensation up three this week on the countdown. Number three, boy, would they love a number one. This is number two, Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson and Come Back to Me. Janet went up two more this week to number two. Could she be number one? Well, she'll have a little time to think about that as she performs Monday live at the Capitol Center in Washington, D.C. And if you're wondering if Janet has her work cut out for her, she's got to knock off a number one that has been holding on for 2 weeks. Let's get into it next.
Me and my best friend, Mike.
The Weekly Top 40. Ow!
Number one. This is it. If ever an artist was destined for number one, this is the lady. At age three, she was entertaining her mother's friends by singing commercial jingles. By age 10, she was singing opera. At age 12, switching to Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin music. At age 16, she was writing and singing backup for Brenda K. Starr, who helped her land her first record contract. And now, at the ripe old age of 20, she has gone all the way. Here's that vision of love out of New York. Mariah Carey. The lovely Mariah Carey. That vision of love hangs on to number one for the second week in a row. Her first number one goes 2 weeks at number one. That's gotta feel great. Now, if you've seen the video for that hit, you'll be interested to know that it's actually the second one that was shot. The record company was so sure it would be a hit that they scrapped the first video, and then they refilmed it to make sure it looked exactly right. And that cost money. Way to go, Mariah Carey, 2 weeks at number one, and way to go for listening to the station that has the number one hits all over the place. We count them down every weekend all the way to number one on the Weekly Top 40, produced by Danny Lemos, written by Lon Whelan, Madeline Mensch, Monty Adam, engineer, associate producer, Paul Libeskind, research for Quinones Jr., assistant engineer, Nick Vestuto, Reggie Collins, and what a team on the phones, Dennis Clark, Mary Clayton, Linda Sanchez, Wally Clark. What voices this weekend? Julie Dees, Luis Villalano, Robin Roberts, Richard Halpern, Rosemary Taravella, and of course, yours for calling at 1-800-742-5333 and requesting anything you like. The Weekly Top 40 comes right at you from Unistar's Radio Network. This is Rick Dees, and please stay here. Let's keep up the hits.
The Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 has been brought to you in part by All Music Land and Sam Goody Stores.
AirCheckDownloads.com.